Special guest this morning.
Well, we have Nick McGinnis, who's the principal at Summit. Now, wait, before we get started with Nick, he has a little bone to pick with you.
You have a bone to pick with me. All right.
Something about you're avoiding something about basketball?
I am avoiding basketball, and that's a true story. Nick, are you there with us this morning?
I'm here. You know, Mike, I'm afraid your glass is afraid to hit the glass. I think he's very concerned.
Glass is afraid to hit the floor. I'm out of shape, brother. I'm not going to lie to you. If you listen to this program, which you don't because you're too busy taking care of the cherubs down there at Summit Elementary, mowing the lawn for me is an issue. That's a long project that I'm recovering from last week's lawn mowing session. I went yesterday, though, and I feel better. So maybe that's the thing. Maybe if I can get over that first hump.
Mow the lawn a couple of times, then you'll do the basketball.
If I get to the gym once, and I can be okay on that. Now, we were members at the Y a couple years ago, and I went over there, and boy, was I rusty. Whew. I couldn't hoist anything. But, again, I never say never. Never say never. And what time does the daycare for the open gym take place over there so I can bring the kids with me?
The daycare typically is the sideline with an iPad, but we can work it out.
Well, that's all I need is a iPad connection, and I think everything's great. I get a chance to see Mr. McGinnis about four times a week when I pick up my daughter at school. Summit's a great place. You guys are rocking and rolling. As I told Keith last half hour, the carnival was last week, and the whoopee cushion count was fantastic. I don't know what kind of did you buy a carton of those? Did you get a crate? Did you get a skid, a full pallet's worth? Mikey came with home with those.
Skid's worth of them, yeah.
There you go.
It was a
very happy time. Everybody had a good time. Tell us all about it and how much money you raised for the PTO.
Let's see. We had probably over 1,000 people there. It was a large turnout for the carnival. They have the PTO did an amazing job along with the staff stepping in and helping run it. The final tally has not gotten; we have not counted it up yet. Typically, we make anywhere from $4,000 to $6,000 from the carnival.
Wow!
This year, for the next actually couple of years, the school and the PTO are working together to save both school money and then PTO money to purchase new playground equipment. So that is kind of the goal we're working towards right now.
And the big playground committee getting together here shortly to see which gear they should pick out for all of that. Nick McGinnis is our guest this morning. He's the principal at Summit Elementary School.
Nick, you got an emerging program coming up over there.
We do, yes. Yeah. So we have an immersion program we're looking at. It's dual immersion. We're looking at pairing Spanish with English. And basically what that does is, one, just the skills and the opportunities it provides to our students are amazing. I mean, it's truly amazing with the 21st century skills, the ability to learn fluently a second language, language at a young age. We're looking at rolling it out in kindergarten and first grade, then it would as a pilot, and then it would build upon itself from there. I want to give a huge shout-out to the staff. Has been amazing with helping organize this, get materials ready, donating, you know, tons of time before and after school. It is truly amazing the amount of effort and work they put in daily, but with this specifically, you know, they're definitely going above and beyond.
Now, where do you go to get this program? Who do you ask for this? Where does it originate?
Well, to have an immersion program, there are currently 7 different places in the state of Indiana that have them. You choose a language that you want to be to pair it with. Mandarin and Spanish are two of the biggest ones.
Sure.
Then essentially you do a lot of research on different models that are out there. So we're pairing with Spanish. How much Spanish the students are going to be immersed in daily through their school topics. So some places do like a 90%, 10% breakdown. We have chose a 50-50% breakdown, so that means 50% of the students stay in kindergarten and first grade. For the students who choose to go into that program, it's not for every single kindergarten classroom we have, would be receiving math, science, and social studies in Spanish, and then they would receive the other 50% of the day English, language arts, and then some remediation and enrichment in math, science, and social studies in English. So they would get both of them throughout the day.
Nick, that's the best age for learning a second
sponges,
language.
Yeah, sponges. They pick it up quicker at that age.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's a lot. All the research shows that when you start at a younger age, they're able to become fluent with at least a 50-50% model in 4 to 5 years. And then, but if you start an older, like I took French, for example, in high school, and I'm sure you guys probably took a foreign language too. It
English
very
was mine.
Hard.
English? You're still working on that, Keith.
Have you mastered it yet?
No.
No?
Not at all.
What is French for no? Uh-huh. Yeah.
If that tells you anything, I don't even remember that.
So let me change the topic here. You've got a running club coming up, too?
Yes, we started a running club this year, and just a huge shout-out to Andrea Livingston and then Tammy Klein, who have been heading it up with a bunch of parent support. We have 50 to 60 kids usually that show up twice a week to come and just do different activities at different skill levels for through the running club, and they've done an awesome job organizing it, and it's just a great opportunity for the students.
You have any room for any old talk show hosts?
We could make some room. You know that lower skill level group that is working up to being able to run the mile? I think there's some openings
He
there,
can't do his backyard on a lawnmower.
Whoa, what, with me? Well, I thought you were talking about you wanted to get involved.
No, I'm working on you.
Nope, just give me one of those lifeguard chairs. I'll sit up there and blow the whistle and watch
him. He missed it. When he said he was going to mow his yard, I said, oh, well, you know how large? And he goes, I've got a riding lawnmower. It shouldn't be too hard.
No, that's not true at all.
He actually walks
it. No, I've got to stand behind it and stare.
You also have got, this is be attractive for Mike, you have a ukulele club.
We do have a ukulele club. Yeah, Jill Courtney, our music teacher.
And by the way, she's fantastic. I was there last week for a presentation they did with the first graders, and she gave an explanation of how her class works, and they did all their songs and dance and everything else. That's a full-time job, and she was great, so I'll give her a little credit here on a Tuesday morning.
She absolutely deserves it. I've shared with her numerous times. You walk into her room, and I literally just don't want to leave because it is. And I mean, it's like that everywhere. But you walk into her room, and it is just so engaging and so inspiring. It's awesome. Yeah. So she does a fantastic job. We started ukulele club this year. It's in the morning before school starts. And she's had attendance around 30, I think, is probably the average for it. But that's a part of her curriculum, too, for the older age group, too. So
we're talking with Nick McGinnis, who is the principal at Summit School. And, Nick, you could multitask and do the run with a ukulele program.
I could. I might trip and fall and hurt myself, though. But.
Now, you've got some people from Summit that are going to be recognized at the Stars Night. This is an amazing program. Talk about your people.
Absolutely. So we have three stars that are going to be, we have a bunch of stars, but three that are going to be identified at Evening with the Stars. We're going to have Beth Crow, who is our speech pathologist at Summit, Amy Daramaya, who's one of our special education inclusion teachers, and then Luciana Celez, which is our head custodian at Summit. And, I could talk for a long time about them. It's all three of them just hands down amazing, put every bit of effort forth into their jobs and have the kids at the center of what they do. So it's really and truly impressive what they do on a daily basis.
And then just to set you up, Monday starts I-Step.
Oh!
Yeah. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Now, Marie is a little too young to be taking it yet.
So. Just send her home with a practice test. We'll get ready for this. But no, wait, don't do that, because the next time it'll be I learn or I read or I've given up or something like that.
Yes, as that starts a little younger in third grade. So, we have I-Step for third through sixth that's starting this Monday, and then it'll be done on May 5th. So it does not take a class the entire time to do that. They normally, for portions of 3 to 4 days, they will take their I-Step test.
A little on, a little off, a little on, a little off. Hey, keep up the great work. I might take you up on that basketball thing once I get into, it's bikini season. I got to get into shape a little bit here. So keep that in mind when you're asking me to get on the hoops.
Facebook pictures.
You. There you go. Instagram for everybody. Thanks, Nick. We appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Have a good day, guys.